social media apps that the police can easily access. Number one, Snapchat. Snapchat keeps records of messages, even deleted ones. If law enforcement submits a request, Snapchat can retrieve messages directly from their servers. And if your username appears in an investigation, police can contact Snapchat and request your phone number, email address, and account history. Police also go undercover, creating fake accounts to interact with suspects. One client we represented posted about selling drugs on his Snapchat story, not realizing that he had an undercover officer added. This was enough to start an investigation and lead to his arrest. Number two, Instagram. If your Instagram account is public, police don't even need a warrant to see what you post, who you follow, and how you live. Many people flex cash, designer goods, and luxury holidays online. But if that lifestyle doesn't match what's on record, it raises serious red flags. Let's say you're unemployed or on benefits, but you're posting Rolexes, shopping sprees, and expensive holidays. When HMRC or the police look into your financial records, they will see no legitimate income to match that spending. This is exactly how many fraud investigations start. If you're involved in any form of criminal matters, get in touch. Follow us for more.
Now, if you want to increase your privacy and stay anonymous, this is what you need to do. So this one might be a bit too late, but you want to probably stay off social media. You're already watching this on social media, but you want to limit to what you're posting because there's so much metadata in the images and there's a lot of information that you can find from what you post. Use encrypted messaging apps, Signal, Threema for encrypted communication. Use encrypted phones. You can use something like Graphene OS to move away from Apple, Android. And ultimately, if you use any type of tech, you have to understand that it's always going to come with risks to your privacy, because all tech has some kind of tracking, some kind of login. You have to know that if you're going to use any type of tech, phones, laptops, social media, it's always going to come with risk to your privacy. So you need to think about this first.